It's 26 and a half minutes past six here on SAFM, South Africa's news and information leader. Well, it's the beginning of the month again, which means the latest MoneyWeb investor result and the issue packed with analysis on listed companies and unit trusts and what to do with your money in the current crazy environment. I mean, crazy is probably an understatement. But something that did catch my attention, I think it's because of that meeting today between Donald Trump and Xi Jinping, is the story on Donald Trump and the impact of his policies on South Africa. And with me to unpack some of that is MoneyWeb investor editor Sasha Planting. Sasha, thanks so much for your time today. I'm going to ask this question with some trepidation, but is Donald Trump good for South Africa?
Evening, Seki. The thing that we learned researching the story is that trying to pin down Donald Trump's economic policies is similar to trying to shove a live octopus into a plastic packet. It just doesn't fit.
So he's slippery?
It means, no, he's not slippery. It means his policy proposals are impossibly contradictory. So, for instance, he's promised on the one hand to cut corporate and individual taxes. On the other hand, he said that he's going to spend a fortune on infrastructure and at the same time eliminate the budget deficit. It's mathematically impossible.
I mean, if he knew how to do that, he could fix everybody's problems. All right. Indeed. So what's the good, what's the bad for South Africa and all of that?
Well, as far as we can see, there's some direct and indirect consequences. So the direct consequences include his talk about trade agreements.
Yeah.
So he wants to renegotiate the many trade agreements that the US has around the world. And one of those, obviously, is our AGOA, our African Growth Agreement and Trade Agreement. And if he does renegotiate, that's broadly probably bad or negative for South Africa. Indirectly, if he manages to do what he said, which is cut taxes, increase infrastructure spending, and make it easier to do business with the US and in the US, that could accelerate growth in the United States. And that's good for everybody, including South Africa. It's a rising tide.
Okay. So as we watch the way that he articulates his policies and articulates what it is that he plans to do, and we see what he will and will not get right, we sit still with uncertainty then?
There's too much uncertainty to make a call. Is it going to be good for us or is it going to be bad for us? We're not sure. But it's quite interesting. If you have a look at his policies and you look at them more closely, he makes a distinction between economic globalization and political globalization. And political globalization is creating those big multinational bodies like the World Trade Organization, the IMF, which are unelected bodies that set rules for others. And he really is anti those bodies. But economic globalization is about companies, countries, and individuals playing to their strengths, using their competitive advantage, and trading freely. And actually, he's not anti that. He's pro that type of globalization. And it's a subtle but quite interesting distinction.
It'll be interesting to see how he explains that to the Chinese president who he's meeting with tonight. Thanks for your time. Today, Sasha Planting is editor of the MoneyWeb Investor magazine, and that, of course, is out. And we're back tomorrow. Bye-bye.